Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am back, and boy, has the wrestling world changed since I've been gone. The elite has gotten stronger, even with the absence of Kenny Omega. The WWE Universe has seen some major comings and goings, most notably Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Johnny Gargano, numerous releases, one superstar even asking for their release in Mustafa Ali. And there is a new AEW World Champion in Hangman Adam Page. All of that has happened since the last time I did an episode of Matt Chat. And to be quite honest, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Tonight, on Dynamite, we will see the return of Jon Moxley and Cody Rhodes, one of whom has been gone for 3 months, the other who has been gone for 3 weeks. And sadly, they're making a bigger deal out of the one who's only been gone for 3 weeks. But that's neither here nor there. You know, I see a lot of complaints all the time on social media where I have a somewhat large presence. I try to keep an eye out for the opinions of wrestling fans, and I don't always agree with other wrestling fans, probably because I've been on both sides of the curtain, so to speak. And I know what goes into creating the kind of magic we all see on TV. And I want to go off on a bit of a side note here and congratulate a friend of mine who has been tearing it up in the NWA. Just last night, he main evented NWA Power in a tag team match, teaming with Marche Rocket. And that is Jordan Clearwater. Jordan, if you hear this, myself and all of your friends and fans in the NWF are extremely proud of you. And we can't wait to see what big things are left on the horizon for you. I want to go a little forward in time to approximately, what are we, 10 days away? Yeah, 10 days away from the Royal Rumble. Now, I've never been a huge Brock Lesnar fan. From the very beginning when he set foot in WWE for the first time 20 years ago to as recently as last year, I was not a big Brock Lesnar fan. However, his most recent run in WWE has been absolute gold. And his upcoming match against Bobby Lashley is a match that I've been looking forward to since Bobby Lashley returned. I know it's a match that Bobby Lashley's been looking forward to since he returned. And I think it's going to be better than a lot of people expect. You've got these two giants of men who are both 6'2", 6'3", both approaching 300 pounds, both extensive amateur wrestling backgrounds, MMA backgrounds. I just think that this is going to be a match unlike anybody's expecting, and it's going to open a lot of people's eyes and blow a lot of people's minds. So I'm very much looking forward to Lesnar versus Lashley at the Royal Rumble. Another match I'm looking forward to is Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. I know it's been done before, but I'm looking forward to what this Roman Reigns and this Seth Rollins bring to the table against each other. And if it will be any different than their last several matches, which I assume it will be very different, because their styles have both changed over the last several years since their last encounter. But what I'm really looking forward to is the two Royal Rumble matches. Of course, you got the men's Royal Rumble match, and you've got the women's Royal Rumble match, which they have unfortunately revealed 70% of the field for the women's Royal Rumble match, which doesn't leave a whole lot of room for surprises. But I still hope they're able to sneak a few in there. Some of the names that they have announced, numerous legends returning. You got the Bella Twins, Kelly, which, okay, calling her a legend is a bit of a stretch. Lita, who is a bona fide legend and one of my personal favorite women of all time. Summer Rae, which again, calling her a legend is a stretch, but still I think that's a nice surprise. And then, of course, the surprise that, or the announcement that I'm not going to mention the name that I think caught everybody by surprise who has heard it. And I'm not going to name the name because if there's anybody who's listened to this episode who doesn't know, I want them to be just as surprised as I was when I found out about this person being contacted and agreeing to do the Royal Rumble. I've also heard that there's going to be a big surprise in the men's Royal Rumble match. It'll be interesting to see who that may be, because there are numerous people that could be in the men's Royal Rumble that would be an absolute shock. And I'm interested to see who WWE gets for the men's Royal Rumble that would be a surprise. Now, this is a return. Like I said, I haven't done an episode in probably 4 months. And I intend to do them much more frequently than I have been, at least once a week. So be ready, and I do intend to have interviews coming up very soon. As soon as I can start getting people lined up, I intend to start having interviews with people from all over the world of professional wrestling. So this is a full-scale return. I'm absolutely planning to listen to my audience and whatever if you hear something specific, let me know. If I can do it, I will. If not, I'll make that clear and we'll go from there. So hopefully next week, well, definitely one day next week, I will another episode, and I'll get into my opinion on the Walter Gunther situation next week after I just want to see how next week plays out. So until then, this is Ace Diamond. Have a great day, everybody.